It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Hey, well, what does it take to keep a guy in jail? Especially when that guy likes to whip out his hydraulics in public. You know what I mean by whipping out hydraulics, do you not? All right, so this guy evidently can't keep it in his pants. And so he whipped it out twice in Scissortail Park and got arrested for it. And got let go. And then was doing the same thing in Lake Hefner Park. So he got arrested again. And he got let go again. What do you got to do when you're being charged with sexual assault like that, or indecent behavior, or sexual assault itself, and all three? I've got the latest that we know on that coming up on Freedom 96.9. Hey, it is Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, to join in the conversation. You can email me directly to lmatthews@freedom969.com. You can also find me on Facebook and on X Profile. So we've got that to chat about. The people of Piedmont want to vote on a data center, which I think is fine. The people of Shawnee have joined the list of towns that have put up a moratorium on data centers. And I'm still of the mind you can either be on the data center train or you can be under it. Either way, the people should decide. I'm all about that. Talked about that yesterday, by the way, with Senator James Lankford. So I'm all about that. But I'm also all about economic development. And in some areas, I'll get into this later in the program, but in some areas of the country, allowing a data center to come in and then taxing the hell out of that data center. And by the way, the data center will pay it gladly. That's how much they need these data centers. They will pay a 2 to 5% tax on themselves. And it's turning these communities it's great for the communities, okay? Like, no potholes at all. Community centers with 3 swimming pools and so on. So we'll talk more about that. Flock cameras, not just unpopular in Oklahoma, but nationwide. One Oklahoma City councilman explains his vote for the flock cameras. I'll see what you think about that. Experts say communism is taking hold in the Democrat Party because young people don't understand how government works. Huh. What did I tell you? And what are they doing to remedy the problem? They are bringing civics back.
Bazinga.
Yeah. To teach civics so that the young people will know how government works. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Speaking of school, 2 universities in Oklahoma are being audited by the War Department. Now, what is that all about? Are they developing something that is bad for the War Department? Or are they developing something that is good for the War Department? Or is it something that is going to benefit our enemies and not us? I'll tell you what I know coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. And what will firing up the Keystone Pipeline mean for Oklahoma and the oil industry? Because Trump is talking about it. I thought we were supposed to have fired that puppy up a long time ago. I thought that's one of the things he was running on, to get the Keystone Pipeline not only finished, but up and running. And why are suppressors flying off the shelves of gun stores? Suppressors. Not silencers. They're not called silent because they don't make it silent, but they do suppress the loud noise. So we'll get into all of that. And of course, you can also bring any concerns or conversation pieces you want to the old top of buffet on Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. I want to start the program, too, by reading a very, very kind thank you note that was sent to me by Dave Bond. And Dave Bond is one of the thinkers in the think tank known as the Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs. The OCPA usually are the ones that uncover what's really going on behind the scenes when it comes to state questions, issues like the data centers, issues like what's really going on in the smelting plant out in Inola, that kind of thing. And I'm using them all the time as a source. And so Dave Bond writes a snail mail message to me and actually puts a stamp on it and sends it to me. And he says, Lee, thank you for your role you played in the huge win over State Question 832 back in June. The measure was to raise minimum wage went down in flames. Dave, you're quite welcome. And I don't know that I could have done, I don't know that I could have expressed myself without all the data and all of the research you did that I then regurgitated. So, and I gave credit where credit was due. Don't get me wrong. I always do that. But the Oklahoma Council on Public Affairs was a big part of my sources on that. And I, did not want to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour and then disproportionately raise it after that based on a national average, not a state average. It would have hurt Oklahoma's economy due to a national average, not a state average. And fortunately, most of the people who voted on State Question 832 on June 16th voted no. So it did go down in flames. Good. Thank you very much. And Dave, thank you for the nice kind. I don't get a lot of snail mail anymore, but it's nice to get one from you and a nice thank you note. So I'm gonna hang on to that, I think. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hello, Lee. This is Russell from Oklahoma City.
Hello, Russell from deep in the heart of Oklahoma City.
Well, some people say OKC, some people say Oak City, and then some people just say the whole damn thing. So
I never say OKC. I never say OKC because I don't want... Well, I mean, I know everybody around here will know what I mean, but my people over in Seminole County, Pop County, Maud, they just said the city, and you knew what they were talking about.
Oh, well, yeah, so did my cousin way back when, when we were younger.
And when you, and even though
I'm going to the city this weekend,
and even though they're probably equidistant between Oklahoma City and Tulsa or very close to it, you knew them in Oklahoma City when they said we're going to the city.
And since you was in Maud and Hot County, I'm surprised you guys didn't get, like, burned. Ooh, do you mean you have lots of pot in Pot County?
In Pot County, yeah.
Okay.
No,
anyway,
I mean, Maud was so small. And now they've got a lot of pot there because there's a lot of growing operations. But Maud was so small. I mean, everybody knew what was going on. Everybody knew everybody else was different. Just business.
Okay.
And everybody knew. Everybody knew everybody buried in the Maud Cemetery. So that's how small that small town is.
Okay. So I've been to Maud one time.
Yeah,
and that was just for a family reunion. And
so those are your peeps.
Did they
too?
Even have? Did they even have a stoplight?
They do. They have one.
They have one.
Okay. Yeah.
So they still do have a stoplight. Okay.
Yes, it's right there by the. It's right there on Wanda Jackson Boulevard. My cousins were so pissed when they renamed Main Street Wanda Jackson Boulevard. Because Wanda Jackson was allegedly born there, but didn't live there. She was born there and maybe spent 10 minutes there before her parents left. But anyway, all right. I know you didn't call about all that nonsense. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Anyway, the reason why I called is because I was at work today, and one of my properties that I have to go to, I seen a little advertiser that you get for all the political ads or whatever.
Yeah. In the mail, and, you mean, or it popped up on your digital device?
No. It was sitting on the community.
Oh, okay.
Coffee table.
Yeah. Okay.
In the, on the first floor. But anyway, as for vote for Caleb Baker for county commissioner, it's a Democratic primary runoff, August 25th. And she, the question I have is, she's running for Democratic side for county commissioner.
Uh-huh.
That's different from a corporation commissioner.
Correct.
Okay. Our what county, the hell does our, a county our, commissioner do?
The county commission is the governing body for the county. Now, I don't know what county she's running for.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma City County? Okay. On the Democrat
Oklahoma
side.
County.
Okay. And I don't, we have, in Oklahoma City County, I think there are three county commission districts and three county commissioners. And they meet every now and then, and they talk about all the stuff that has to deal with the county. And the county commission is usually the ones that oversee what the sheriff is doing and oversee the county roads, paving them, whatnot, county parks, and county, and like the jail. The Oklahoma County Jail is under the governance of the Oklahoma City County Commission.
Okay. Well, on this flyer, it says, no more politics, no more drama. For a better direction, you should vote for her. Safe neighborhoods, strong family, affordable housing, and accountable government. Now, I can see safer neighborhoods because of the county jail.
Yeah.
How does she make stronger families?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Other than putting them in daycare and schools like the Democrats want to do from day one till they're 19 years of age.
And then on the other side it says, if more of the same political drama, budget problems, backroom politics, and broken priority.
She's referring to the county commission when they took the jail away from the sheriff's department and created a jail trust to govern the jail, and then that went down in flames. So now the county commission is in charge solely of the jail, and they can't figure out how to raise enough money to pay for its construction. And so they're figuring now on a sales tax, which I'm surprised she doesn't support that, because I don't know of a Democrat that doesn't support a sales tax increase. But I think that's what she's referring to, is all of the drama between the sheriff's department, the county commission, and the jail trust.
Ah.
Yeah.
So, okay, the new county jail.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this. They said go to the Point of News 9 website. Have you seen
the mock-up of what it's supposed to look like?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
And is it, I'm assuming it's multi-story, or does it look better than the one it has now?
No, it's only going to be two stories at most. And I think the two-story buildings are only going to be the least violent offenders will be in those two stories. The rest of the building, and it seems like, I don't remember how many buildings there were, but there were a number of buildings that were only one story, and that's to keep what is happening now from happening, where, you know, the inmates can just vandalize things and ruin the entire jail from the upper floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering how many, that was one of the questions I have for the new county jail, and I've seen a news report saying that when the new one gets built and the old one, they're going to put like a, they want to make a apartment complex out of it, or tear it down and make an apartment complex.
I've seen them make all kinds of suggestions, but I think the sheriff's department ought to maintain maintain that property. I think what they probably need to do is tear down the jail and build a better sheriff's department building. Because right now, the sheriff's department is the lower floor of that building, and it is a toilet. It is a dump.
Well, Well, didn't they just move it to a, what was it, on 36th and Lincoln?
Yeah, they moved it over to an annex building that, that was owned by the county so that they wouldn't be getting hepatitis and all these other diseases that come with human excrement, because that's what they were dealing with.
Well, but I've been inside of that building, and it looked pretty good. I don't know why they want
to... When I went into it, and this was a good 10, 15 years ago, I was afraid a cinder block was going to fall on my head.
Really?
Yeah.
On the one on 36?
Yeah.
Or the...
No, I went in to get my gun license because I was applying for a concealed carry license, you know, back when you had to do that. And you had to go down to the county jail to get it, or the sheriff's department to get it. And the sheriff's department at that time was in the ground floor of the jail.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think they should tear it down and then make it a immigration holding facility.
Well, that's fine. Or just use the existing building as an immigration holding facility.
No, but then they complain about the chaos that's
I know.
Going on now.
I know.
Oh, and there's another one. I think it was under Labor Commissioner. I got an email.
Uh-huh.
Bob Sullivan?
Bob Sullivan is Insurance Commissioner. He's running for Insurance Commissioner.
Okay. Any news, anything about him, or do
you
not know anything about him?
Let's see, Bob Sullivan and Marty Quinn are the two Republicans. They're going to be in the runoff coming up on Tuesday, and then whoever wins that will go up against the Democrat who wants to be insurance commissioner. So right now, the big coin toss is Bob Sullivan or Marty Quinn. And the only advice I can offer you is to flip a coin. Now, my good friend Scott McCollum of McRoof, he's going to have both of them on his program this coming Saturday. And
really?
Yeah, believe me, McRoof, Scott McCollum of McRoof knows contracting and he knows insurance. And he will be better.
That's why he's having them on.
Yes,
the show.
He will be better at interviewing these guys than I would, because I wouldn't have the foggiest notion. I mean, I would ask him stupid questions compared to what Scott McCollum is going to ask him. So that's coming up on Saturday morning at 10, and then you can hear it again Sunday afternoon at 2. Russell, I got to run. All good questions, and I thank you for listening to Freedom 96.9. It won't be long for what they call Medicare open season. No, that doesn't mean you're going out and hunting for Medicare with a gun or bow and arrow. No, what it does mean is though that if you needed any changes to be made, or if you want to sign up and your sign-up period is here, you're eligible, especially if you were born in 1961. Hey, it's Lee Matthews for Well Preserved Advisory Group. And instead of hunting all over for the right plan and hunting all over for the right paperwork, have them walk you through it. That's what the Well-Preserved Advisory Group does. They're just one phone call will get you set up with them. They will come talk to you in person, find out what your needs are, and get you on your way. 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. Or if you need to make changes, the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group can put together a plan that'll work for you. But it's best that you get your appointment as soon as possible, because they fill up. 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
When it comes to Oklahoma Labor Commissioner, one question matters. Who's actually done the work? The answer is Kevin West.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on Oklahoma job sites, actually helping to build Oklahoma.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values, protecting Oklahoma jobs, defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West for Labor Commissioner on August 25th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Hi, this is Major Herman with the Oklahoma City Fire Department, reminding you lithium-ion batteries power many of the devices we use every day, but they need to be charged safely. Always use the manufacturer charger, avoid charging on beds, couches, or other soft surfaces, and don't leave battery-powered devices in a hot vehicle. If a battery is damaged, swollen, or unusually hot, stop using it immediately. Learn more about battery safety from the Oklahoma City Fire Department, because safe charging can save lives.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. A lot of news out there. We will dissect it, dive into it, analyze it. I'll tell you what I think. I will even take your phone calls. 877-973-7425 as we advance freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays. You're not going to want to miss it.
Loudoun County, Virginia just built a $100 million rec center. Three pools, hydro massage chairs, $22 million park. They just cut property taxes by 60%. You want to know why? They got data centers there, and they slap taxes on them, and they're making an extra $1.3 billion a year. They don't even know what to do with all the money. There's, like, not a single pothole.
Jesse Waters last night on The 5 on Fox, and he's right. That is an example of how data centers can benefit a state, a region, a county, whatever it might be. That is not to say that data centers do not need the approval of the people, and it is not to say that data centers should come in and run amok, but it is to say that whatever it is you want out of a data center monetarily, you can probably get as a community. They probably will pay whatever tax you slap on them. That is how much these data centers are in demand. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9 again. Data centers. You can either be on that train or under it. It looks to me. 405-608-4377. J.D. writes, Lee, I wanted everyone to support Representative David Smith for Oklahoma House District 18 on August 25th. He's endorsed by the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association. I don't live in that district, J.D., but thank you. Sally writes, I went up to Rose State with my daughter to get her enrolled for the upcoming semester, and baby, let me tell you why the enrollment counselor was a man, a whole bearded man wearing a dress. Now, I'm sitting there like, Lord, let me keep my face together. I don't want to be rude, but baby, I was not ready for that when he walked through that door. What is our world coming to, Sally? Sally, baby, I don't know. But I'm surprised at a educational institution like Rose State. I would have thought Rose State, being more religiously oriented, would not have as much of that. I don't mind if you feel like you were born in the wrong skin and you want to try to shed that old skin and become something else. I have no problem with that, but it's that, okay, then what's with the beard, okay? Because then you're not in a trans situation. Well, you are. It's transvestism. You're a big old man who just likes to put on dresses. You're not a big old man who wants to become a big old woman. 405-608-4377.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Demonstrators clashed with police Tuesday night in Dearborn during a visit by controversial activist Jake Lang. Crowds confronted Lang and supporters outside a city council meeting, with several people taken into custody after fights broke out. Inside, Lang delivered an anti-Muslim message and tore a Koran during his remarks. City leaders and faith groups had urged residents to avoid confrontation ahead of the event. Forecasters are watching what could become an unusually strong El Nino. Weather models give the developing event a 69% chance of becoming the strongest recorded since 1950. El Nino can shift weather patterns worldwide, and forecasters say a strong event could mean more rain and severe weather in parts of the southern U.S. while reducing Atlantic hurricane activity. The biggest impacts could continue into 2027. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
After a wreck, a lot of people say the same thing. I'm fine. Maybe it's shock. Maybe it's adrenaline. Maybe they don't want to worry their kids. Maybe they think the pain will go away. Then the next morning comes. The neck tightens. The back locks up. The headaches start. Work gets harder. Sleep gets shorter. And suddenly, I'm fine doesn't feel true anymore. At McIntyre Law, we understand that injuries do not always show up at the scene. We help people document what happened, get answers, and deal with the insurance company when things get complicated. If you were hurt in a crash, don't tough it out alone. Call McIntyre Law.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Extreme heat is forcing some Oklahoma schools to change outdoor activities, with Minco Public Schools saying all elementary and middle school recess periods after noon have been moved indoors until conditions improve. The district has also shifted outdoor high school practices to mornings only, suspending afternoon workouts. A school leader saying student and staff safety remains the top priority during the prolonged heat wave. The city of Shawnee has approved a temporary moratorium on new data center projects to the end of next year. City leaders say the pause will give officials time to study the growing industry and develop regulations before considering future proposals. Officials say they want to be prepared before approving additional projects, and the moratorium will take effect immediately. OKC's tourism industry hit a record milestone with an estimated $4.8 billion economic impact. City officials say roughly 25 million visitors came to Oklahoma City, spending an average of nearly $8 million per day. Tourism leaders say the spending supports local business, jobs, and city services while helping attract future residents and investors. Officials say the city's profile continues rising nationally as a travel destination. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are touching down with the biggest savings of 2026 on all Bad Boy, Altos, and Yanmar zero-turn mowers. As we make room for the 2027 models, the choice is yours. Free lifetime powertrain warranty or cash discounts. See you soon, Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Red, White, and Boots. Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages, kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, games and activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booths, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
Flock cameras are not just unpopular in Oklahoma, but nationwide, and one city councilman explained why he voted for them. tell you what he had to say as Oklahoma's Talk Radio Freedom 96.9 continues in 30 seconds with The Drive.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will bring partly cloudy skies with a low of 74 degrees. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny conditions with very hot temperatures surpassing the record high of 105 degrees set in 1911, reaching a high of 106. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and warm with a low of 76 degrees. Looking ahead to Saturday, anticipate mostly sunny skies and hot weather as temperatures near the record high of 104 degrees set in 1922 with a high of 103. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
The left and the teachers' unions exerting control over the schools. Any teacher to the right of Bernie Sanders, they want him out of the school system. They only want leftists who belong to the unions, who adhere to their ideology in the classroom, so they target teachers that don't do that. And it's absolutely absurd.
Our old friend Ryan Walters, now the CEO of a teachers' union alternative, on Fox, talking about how the regular unions are running the good teachers out of their union and out of the profession on purpose. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. On Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews and The Drive. The people of Piedmont want to vote on a data center. Shawnee has placed a moratorium on them. Your thoughts? Oklahoma City police released new body camera video of police arresting a man accused of sexually assaulting a woman at Lake Hefner last week. Police arrested the 26-year-old Jeff Asari three times this month. An Oklahoma County judge increased Asari's bond to $150,000 this past week, but due to the sexual assault arrest, he was not eligible for any community-based support or treatment programs. The 26-year-old suspect can be seen in police body cameras and heard laughing as he's being cuffed at Lake Hefner. It was his third arrest in August for the sexual assaults. Court records show that Asair had been charged in Oklahoma County on a number of misdemeanors since 2023. Judge Cindy Truong allowed the nonprofit organization Team to post bond for him once in 2025 for trespassing and obstruction charges. Court record says that Asari was diagnosed with schizophrenia and placed under Team's supervision. He stayed in the program for several months, but ultimately lost his ability to continue in those services because of noncompliance, the inability to fulfill the program's guidelines. The Oklahoma County District Attorney's Office said that it did not file a charge for the first sexual assault because prosecutors couldn't locate the victims. Prosecutors filed a municipal charge on the second reported assault. Court records show that Asari is from Ghana. The DA's office said detectives learned from ICE that he is legally in the United States with a valid green card. The Oklahoma County Bondsman Association released a statement regarding the arrest, saying it didn't occur in a vacuum. It wasn't the first time the Oklahoma County's release policies have produced alarming consequences, not even close. It's simply the first time one of these failures has captured headlines and public attention on this scale, said the statement. What does it take to keep a guy in jail? You would think that if you had the probable cause to arrest him, you had the probable cause to hold him. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Residents in Piedmont are intensifying their opposition to the proposed data center project, Project Open Sky, it's called. They're collecting signatures to bring the issue to public vote ahead of the city council meeting this coming Monday. Piedmont crowd blasted proposed data centers as residents warn of water and noise impacts. The people really want this to be voted upon, said one of the residents. The group organized three citizen initiative petitions to address their concerns. The first is a temporary moratorium. Another petition focuses on noise levels from the facilities, which would be a complete ban. The third petition centers on requiring citizens' approval based on the results of impact studies. The group also aims to collect 172 legitimate signatures to place the issue on a ballot for voters to decide. Water usage has also emerged as a major concern among residents in this agricultural town. Dave Barry, CEO of Cloverleaf Infrastructure and the company behind the project, addressed the concerns about water usage, explaining that the data center would use a closed-loop system. He also explained why Piedmont is an ideal location for the project. You want to connect somewhere where it is already strong, and you have you don't have to totally rebuild the transmission network, he said. And that's the case in Shawnee. Now, you remember earlier in the month, two laws were signed by the governor. One was that data centers were going to have to show how they were not going to adversely affect the power grid. And the second was data centers were going to have to show how they weren't going to affect the water table. So it's Oklahoma law that these people have to, these developers have to make that known. I don't have a problem with Piedmont voting upon the issue themselves. I think that's fine. I'm not trying to take the right of the people away. But I'm also saying that some of the concerns that are being expressed by the people of Piedmont are concerns that that are against the law. They cannot adversely affect the power grid, and they can't adversely affect the water table. And then on the other side of the issue, what Piedmont really needs to do is figure out how much they're going to tax Cloverleaf and this project, because they can probably get away with whatever they want. 4%, 3%, 5%, whatever it is. And that would be good for the community of Piedmont. Meanwhile, over in Shawnee, they have approved a temporary moratorium on new data centers, putting a new proposal on hold through the end of 2027. City commissioners say the pause is going to give officials time to study potential data center developments and update the city regulations for future proposals. Okay, that's fine. The decision comes as data center development continues to expand across Oklahoma. State leaders are also pushing for Oklahoma to attract more high-tech and data center development. How long will the moratorium last? It will take effect immediately, and it will remain in place through the end of 2027. During that time, city officials plan to review how Shawnee should regulate potential data center projects before accepting new proposals. Okay, that's fine. If that's what the people of Shawnee want, that's fine. But again, we need to be concerned. We need to pay attention, but we must not be hysterical about this issue, because there is a good possibility that the money that is brought in by this data centers will be good for Oklahoma and good for economic development. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on that with Lee Matthews and The Drive. Marvin writes, you are talking about what the cops have a right to do and don't have a right to do. A cop does not have to pull you over to run your tag. They can run it while driving right behind you. I know, Marvin, and that's why the flock cameras are not a constitutional violation of your Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights. It's also because you don't have a right to drive. When you're on that road, you have to abide by certain government regulations. And if you don't, your right to drive, or your privilege to drive, rather, can be revoked. I don't like it either. I don't like the flock cameras. I think we're already monitored enough, especially in Oklahoma. Jacqueline writes, a California Islamic scholar just declared that women captured in war became slaves who can be sexually abused because the Quran makes it halal. Uthman Ibn Farouk, an imam who is based out of San Diego, has taught the intimacy with female prisoners of war is not adultery or a sin because Allah made it lawful. The UK banned him from entering that country in 2025 over exactly the same views. In the video, he calmly explains the classical rule: captives become property and sexual access is permitted. What did I tell you? There are factions of Islam where it really isn't a religion. It is a sex and death cult. If your religion permits you to sexually assault women, if your religion permits you to kill your fellow man as part of the sacrament of that religion, that's a cult. That's a death cult and a sex cult. And I had this conversation earlier today with a friend of mine. I said, you know, as I get older and the more I learn and the more I observe Islam and how Islam is trying to infiltrate into the United States, the less tolerance I have. I used to be the one that said, well, you know, there are factions of Christianity that manipulate what the Bible says about sexuality. Certainly there are offshoots of the Mormon church that allow polygamy and polygamy with children. And that certainly isn't something that I condone. It's something I condemn. And it's something that that's not part of the Bible that I read. And in fact, there's nothing in the Bible that permits that. But in the Quran, there is. The Quran, it allows men to mistreat women and treat them like second and third class citizens or as animals. It allows you to kill somebody if they insult you. It allows you to abuse a child. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. So we got to keep our eyes open for this. And then we got into how they are infiltrating and trying to build mosques. I don't have a problem with them building mosques, but they don't want to build mosques where they won't cause any problem. They want to build a mosque where it will cause a problem. They want to build a mosque where it'll be in your face. They want to block traffic with their calls to prayer six times a day. And the community of Broken Arrow wouldn't let them do it because, well, they used zoning as an excuse, which is good. Now they're being sued on First Amendment grounds, but I don't think they're going to be successful because this Muslim organization that wants to build this mosque and build this community center can do it anywhere they want out in the country. But they don't want to do it out in the country. They want to do it in the middle of Broken Arrow because they want to cause a problem. They want to be persecuted, and then they want to throw themselves on the mercy of the First Amendment. 405, that's not peaceful coexistence. 405-608-4377, from a religion that's supposed to be a religion of peace. Lee Matthews on the drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Liberty Lee. Hey, this is Howard in Watauga, man.
Hello,
that's heavy duty
Howard.
Stuff. That's
Sorry
some heavy
about
duty
that.
Things. No. That's heavy duty stuff you're talking about because, you know, we saw that in California. By the way, the same thing was going on in California.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's incompatible. I mean, it's not very compatible with Western civilization. Let's just put it that way.
No, or Western sensibilities, for that matter. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, are you telling me that they're going to try to put American women under their thumb? And it's not going to happen, especially since we've had the women's suffrage movement in the 1880s or the 1860s. Women have been, you know. Again, Christianity kind of went through a phase like that, but at the end of the day, Christianity doesn't preach that, and it's
no,
our Western
and
our
Christianity.
Western, yeah.
Christianity reformed itself.
Yes,
Islam
yes.
has not.
Absolutely yeah. not, and it's creeping in little by little. It is. It's everywhere, and I agree with you. You know, you don't want to prevent them from building the mosque, but you don't want them to use a mosque as a tool to basically leverage their religious ideology and on the public space. You know, you were talking about the flock. You were talking about the flock cameras, right? So this is not the same thing. You know, I mean, we've been under a surveillance state for years. Like you said, I mean, the cop cars. California has lots of cameras too, but now they can use that and also weaponize that for their own religious purposes, for their own like theocratic state. So we don't want them gaining more and more control in the sense that, I mean, you know, they're trying to get in, you know, into the halls of Congress. They've been running under this Democrat socialist banner, their big tent, as they like to refer to.
Mm-hmm.
But if it continues to creep in like this, you know, they're, it's not compatible. And at the end of the day, they want total control. And I don't know how you fix something like that in a free society. I mean, this is a free pluralistic society.
If the motivation was genuine, if the motivation was we want to build a mosque so that we will have a place to worship, then they wouldn't mind going out, say, in the country or out in the county where there is no zoning and build it there.
Yes.
They don't want to do that.
And, no, I hear you.
And they would use the excuse of, well, then our members would have to drive out there, and they can't drive that far to get their worship in. Well, you're not being prevented from worshiping, okay? You're being prevented from building an inappropriate or unproductive building in a part of the city where we only want productive buildings, a la commerce. So,
yeah, I know. But
ultimately, they're going to lose.
Yeah, no, I think so too. But the care people, you know, the Islamic folks that have these organizations, these, you know, they're kind of operating in the shadows. You know, they don't want to bring too much attention to themselves. But you know, they're building parallel Sharia law courts and all kinds of weird things. Yeah. They saw them doing that in the UK, and they're trying to expose it. You know, they have a legal system in Britain, and they have a legal system in the United States, but they are building a parallel legal system. They're building a parallel church system. They don't want to be pluralistic. They don't want to melt in.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be a part of the great melting pot experiment. They want to Islamify the West.
Yes.
And, you know, I just, again, you know, it's, you know, push come to shove. I mean, it's going to be highly problematic down the road, I think. So, we don't want them watering down the Constitution either.
Well, they did successfully elect two members to the city council of McKinney, Texas, and then when they when CARE was trying to petition the city council for the permission to build a mosque and a community center, they were given permission to do that. Well, now the people of McKinney, Texas, are doing like the people of Yukon. They are going after those two councilmen with petitions for impeachment. And
was that in Yukon or Broken Arrow? Was it Broken Arrow or Yukon?
Okay, well, the petition in Yukon is over a data center.
That's
over a data center. But in McKinney, Texas, it's over this mosque that they were going to allow them to build right smack dab in the middle of McKinney, Texas. And McKinney, Texas, by the way, is a suburb of Dallas, but it is a highly urban area.
A mosque is part of their theocratic state infrastructure.
Yes.
That's something you'd see in the middle. I mean, you know, I don't know. We're asleep at the switch, man. Yeah. We got to figure something out. But I'm with you. Keep educating the public on that sort of thing, Lee. I'm heading back to Watonga. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening in. Howard on Freedom 96.9. You can do the same or join the conversation. 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. It's frustrating to me. I imagine it's frustrating to you, too. It's getting harder and harder to actually talk to a human being when you're trying to get something done. And when it comes to something as big as a purchase for a vehicle, you really want to talk to somebody one-on-one. I remember last time I bought a vehicle, the salesman I was dealing with wanted to do everything via text. I was like, no, you get your butt out here and talk to me in person. And that's what I love about Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, they will get their butt out there and talk to you in person, whether it's buying a new vehicle from one of their great suppliers like Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Chevrolet, or whether it's service, checking your engine light, tire pressure light, weak battery. They don't do the automated. I mean, there are automated processes they have to utilize, but not when it comes to you. When it comes to you, they're talking to you in person. And their finance department's goal is to give you the best buying experience you've ever had. So check them out. Just minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout in El Reno. The Frontier Auto Group, frontiermotor.net.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about the station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck.
Now Advanced Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus 2-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus 2-year premium maintenance. And Advanced Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Get into H&H Shooting Sports and gear up in August, where they have savings on firearms, ammo, gun safes, and more. I'm Lee Matthews. Check out the Colt King Cobra 357 revolver, now on sale for $899.99. The LE Trade-In Glock 17 Gen 5 MOS 9mm with Holo Sun Red Dot included, $824.99. And 20% off the HK CC9 9mm, only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
But a lot of this woke garbage. Thanksgiving is a day of oppression. And you're like, wait, just shut up. I want to watch football. And that was the biggest problem for Francesca Hong. It's not that she wanted to cancel Thanksgiving. It's that she had the personality of someone that makes you want to cancel Thanksgiving. No, not this year. Francesca's coming. No. Tell her I got some kind of bug.
Fox Across America. Weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Like the way you work it, yeah. No
diggity. I think it's very important that we get ahead of the game. I've met a lot of people throughout Oklahoma the past year, and a lot of concerns is if these large loads come to Oklahoma, is our utility bills going to go up because of it? I think we're one of the first states in the country to pass this type of a law and put it in state statute.
I think he's right. That's Brad Bowles, a representative, state representative, on the data center bill that was signed into law earlier this month. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Foster and Bethany. Thank you for hanging on, Foster.
Yeah. What kind of religious background does Drummond or Maisie have?
Oh.
Do either one of them go to church, or do they have any religious orientation at all?
I don't know the answer to that question, Foster, but if you give me about 10 or 15 minutes, I'll see if I can find out.
Okay. What, you know, a man's background.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure it's supposed to matter, but at the same time, it does give you a peek into their character.
Yeah, if one is, I don't think either one are bad that direction, but I'd like to know something about it. Now, are there no standards here in Oklahoma for beliefs to go into public office? You can be any kind of belief, harebrained or wild or anything. I could be a Nazi or a communist or anything and run for office and get elected?
Yes, because we have a freedom of religion. So, you know, you can pray as you wish. You can pray whatever faith you have.
But are there no standards that in the Constitution of our state or in the government to keep somebody that's a full-blood communist from running? Why should we allow that even?
Well, because that's one of the things we are free to pursue. If that's what you want to pursue, you are free to pursue it. But that's one of the reasons we have a First Amendment, Foster, is so you can express that opinion.
KQOB, Enid, Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. El Reno police investigating after a man's body was found in the street early this morning. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner.
Israel is reportedly building a gallows where it plans to hang Palestinians convicted of deadly acts of terrorism. Michael Kastner reports.
The Telegraph says Israel's national security minister unveiled a construction site this week, and that the gallows in central Israel will include a viewing area to allow the victims' families to witness the executions. The construction follows a law passed in Israel last March that mandates death by hanging for terrorism-related killings. The law only applies to Palestinians.
Potential operators are touring the sites of New York City's first municipal supermarket this week.
With the first city-subsidized grocery store set to open in the Hunts Point section of the Bronx in 2027, New Yorkers are skeptical.
I just don't want to see corruption in any way, and that's something like it sounds like it could be pay-to-play kind of thing.
What are you solving from this? Everywhere you go, there's things that are set up. If those things aren't working, fix those. They're in place already.
The second city-run grocery store is set to open in East Harlem in 2029. The city plans to put at least one city-run grocery store in every borough. In New York, I'm Natalie Migliori.
With predictions for a snowy El Nino winter, some major Tahoe ski resorts have announced when they plan to open. Tammy Trujillo has the details.
Heavenly and North Star aim to open November 20th, with Kirkwood set for December 4th. The dates are similar to past seasons, but could change if weather conditions shift. Palisades Tahoe plans to open November 25th. Last winter, dry weather delayed openings and forced some resorts to close early. Forecasters expect an above-average snowfall season in California and Nevada, with the biggest storms coming after the new year. Experts are predicting this year's El Nino could bring record-breaking snow across the southwest U.S.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
The United Arab Emirates.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Police in El Reno are investigating after a man's body was found in the street early Thursday morning. The Oklahoma Medical Examiner's Office is set to determine the man's identity and possible cause of death. Police say it's too early to determine what happened and foul play hasn't been ruled out as the case continues. Elsewhere, two people were killed and four others injured in a crash Wednesday evening near the Interstate 44 and I-244 interchange in Tulsa. 58-year-old Sheldon March of Michigan was attempting to merge when his vehicle struck another vehicle, sending both off the roadway. March and the other driver, a 28-year-old identified as Vika Perez, were pronounced dead. Four passengers from the two vehicles were injured and taken for treatment. An Oklahoma woman has been reunited with her dog after an incredible cross-country journey. Melissa Burris says her 10-year-old dog, Rio, disappeared from her home in late July and was eventually found more than 1,000 miles away in North Carolina. A local shelter identified him using his microchip, and Burris traveled immediately to bring him home. She says the experience highlights the importance of microchipping pets, which made the reunion possible. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Experts are now saying communism is taking hold of the Democrat Party because younger voters don't understand how government works. What did I tell you? Lee Matthews continuing the conversation on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will bring partly cloudy skies with a low of 74 degrees. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny conditions with very hot temperatures surpassing the record high of 105 degrees set in 1911, reaching a high of 106. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and warm with a low of 76 degrees. Looking ahead to Saturday, anticipate mostly sunny skies and hot weather as temperatures near the record high of 104 degrees set in 1922 with a high of 103. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
All politics begin at the local level. That's why Freedom 96.9 is committed to hosting lively and local conversations about issues that impact your world in Oklahoma. From the oil fields to the gas pumps to underfunded schools to soaring grocery prices, we're the only station that covers critical issues with 100,000 watts of coverage. That means more people have a voice in decision-making, whether it's D.C. or OKC. We're letting freedom ring. We're the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
I'm hearing from Dirk, who says, Lee, I tried to call, but I kept getting a busy signal, so I went ahead and sent an email because I thought it would be faster. But there is a major wreck on I-44 near South 119th. It does look like there are fatalities. A police cruiser was involved. And so is a burning semi. The northbound lanes are closed. Southbound lanes are down to one lane. Thought your listeners might want to know. Kevin, great show and love listening, Kevin. Thank you very much, Kevin. Thank you for sending that in. So that's I-44 near South 119th. And he says he thinks there are fatalities in that accident. So, say a prayer for that. And if you're caught up in it, try to find an alternate route. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Some good conversation already about the people of Piedmont wanting to vote on data centers. Shawnee has placed a moratorium on them. Flock cameras, we talked a little about that. Not only are they not popular in Oklahoma, but nationwide. And a little later on, I'll have how one councilman voted upon it and why. We talked a little about mosques, the one that was trying to come into Broken Arrow, and there's one that did come into McKinney, Texas, and now McKinney, Texas is doing what UConn did, trying to impeach the two council members that made it happen in the first place. And then as we were going into the break, our listener Foster had a pretty good question, and that is the religious affiliation of Gettner Drummond and Mike Mazie. And I did a little digging. Gettner Drummond has not declared any particular denomination or faith. He just says he is a Christian. Mike Mazie evidently is Methodist. Now, for me, it doesn't matter. How you pray gives a glimpse into your character, but I don't think it gives you a glimpse into how you will govern. So I don't have a problem with, and usually don't ask, the religious question. For some people, it does. I get it. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. In some cases, if you are a devout Catholic or devout Jew, that shows you have discipline and that you're willing to follow the discipline that a faith like that would require of you. If you are a Muslim, it doesn't necessarily matter to me unless you are a fundamentalist and believe that it's okay to kill your fellow man. I would not be voting for someone who believes it's okay to kill their fellow man. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Don, South Oklahoma City.
Hello, Don. Good to hear from you, sir.
Just to change the track a little bit, you know, these mosques, they're trying to put in all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an extension of medieval times when the Crusades were around.
Yeah.
And they don't teach anybody anymore about the Crusades. So nobody, you know, the younger generation and even people that are not much older.
Well, if they do, they teach that it was the Crusaders who were attacking Islam. not the other way around.
And the fact is, like, Istanbul used to be Constantinople.
Yes.
Which was Constantine,
he was a Christian.
Yeah. So they took the place by force, and they killed everybody that wouldn't convert. So they massed a great big force of fanatical Islamists, and they headed across Europe.
Uh-huh.
And they were killing everybody in their path because they were either die or convert. So there was three crusades, and the Christians that were crusaders in the first couple of crusades didn't fare very well. They kind of slowed them down, but they were pretty well slaughtered.
Yeah.
Because they were unorganized. But then the last time around, they got as far as France.
Yeah.
And Charles Martel, who was a pretty militant and pretty smart guy, he massed the troops, the French and some Germans and some people in the local area, and he got the Normans up.
Mm-hmm.
And the Normans were the premier fighters. They're the people that defended France.
Yeah.
The Normans are Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
They were taken over. You know, they were peacefully integrated with Vikings. And they're my ancestors. I come from Normandy.
Okay.
So I know a bit about history. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Charles Martel, he had a little time because it took a while for him to come across Europe. So he massed his troops and he trained them up. And then he went around and he armed them up with like 8-foot, 10-foot pikes.
Yeah.
And two-handed long swords,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of bows and arrows and things. And he trained his cavalry up. He got them, and they developed tactics. When the Muslim horde, which had scimitars, which were really deadly at close range,
mm-hmm.
especially from cavalry. So anyways, in the last big showdown, they attacked France. Charles Martel set up his army in a line. And he pulled a trap on them, basically. They were in a valley. They were headed down this depression, and he funneled them into it.
Mm-hmm.
He put his people on the upper ground on either side and in front. So he backed all of his troops in the front up. As the Muslims ran into him, they thought, we got them on the run. But they didn't know about the troops on either side, and they didn't know too much about what was going on. They just started hacking away. And they ran into the pikes, and then as the people kept backing up, they ran into the archers.
Yeah, they outflanked them.
His cavalry went around from either side and came in behind them. So they were in this valley, and there wasn't really any room to maneuver.
Mm-hmm.
He had them trapped. So at the last minute, when they thought that they were, going to win, all of a sudden these people appeared, and came in on them. From both sides, they pincered them, and then when they turned around and tried to escape, they were hit from the rear by the cavalry and all.
Yeah.
And this huge, it was like the Muslim army was like three times the size of the Christian army. But due to his tactics and his use lay of the land, they butchered them.
Yeah.
They caught them, and they couldn't maneuver. They couldn't do anything. They were bumping into each other trying to fight.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the end of them, and now they come back.
Well,
they never gave up. They've come back with the new tactic because this just a case of using the law and using the strategies, defeating the enemy by using their own things against them, and this whole tactic of putting in all these mosques is just a show of strength.
It is. That's what it is. And they're also going to try to use the First Amendment each and everywhere they can and each and every time they can. Don, thanks for the history lesson and for joining us on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio with Lee Matthews and The Drive. Is big tech losing the PR battle? I think so, and I'll tell you why next. One of the more important races, and probably one of the more ignored races, is insurance commissioner. And my good friend Scott McCullum of McRoof wanted me to let you know that it's going to be a very important race. Right now, we've got two candidates on the Republican side, Bob Sullivan and Marty Quinn. Both are going to be appearing with McRoof and Scott McCullum of McRoof on his weekend show, McRoof Fortifies Oklahoma, which can be heard Saturday at 8 a.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. So he's going to talk to them about everything that he deals with when it comes to insurance and everything that he deals with when it comes to dealing with these insurance companies and some of these insurance company lawsuits. So make sure to listen to McRoof Fortifies Oklahoma this coming Saturday at 8 a.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. And here are the two Republican candidates for insurance commissioner who are in a runoff this coming Tuesday. That's McRoof Fortifies Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9 and McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com. And on the Freedom app.
Get into H&H Shooting Sports and gear up in August where they have savings on firearms, ammo, gun safes, and more. I'm Lee Matthews. Check out the Colt King Cobra 357 revolver, now on sale for $899.99. The LE Trade-In Glock 17 Gen 5 MOS 9mm with Holo Sun Red Dot included, $824.99. And 20% off the HK CC9 9mm, only at H&H Shooting Sports. Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
In rural Oklahoma, you pray for rain, prepare for drought, and no matter what, you're back at work tomorrow. That's the Oklahoma conservative Jessica Weingart knows. Jessica Weingart grew up farming. She runs the family hay business and understands what it means to raise her children with strong Oklahoma values. That's why Oklahoma ag leaders trust Jessica Weingart for state senate. She's earned the endorsement of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, American Farmers and Ranchers, National Landowners Federation, and Hands Off My Land. In the Senate, Jessica Weingart will defend our farms, protect our private property, and preserve our way of life. August 25th, vote Jessica Weingart for state senate. She's with us.
Not paid for by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Oklahoma Conservative Coalition, P.O. Box 89, Lawton, Oklahoma, 735-0258-0529-8807.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy tonight, 77 the low. Partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain tomorrow, high 105. Tomorrow night, 77 for a low. Into Saturday, partly cloudy, high 104. Sunday, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain, high of 101. 102 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. So Silicon Valley have spent decades winning consumer loyalty in unprecedented numbers. People have had Apple iPhones in their pockets, Amazon Alexas on their counters, while browsing on Google and Microsoft Word. Yet, Silicon Valley seems to be caught in a flat-footed face with something they've never faced before. A near-united opposition from the American people when it comes to artificial intelligence and data centers. The tech industry certainly funds a formidable political machine, but it's a machine focused on fighting over what happens on the screens, content, moderation, privacy, antitrust, and so on. Local opposition has already blocked or delayed $64 billion in data center projects between May of 24 and March of 25. A Gallup poll found that 71% of Americans oppose data centers being built in their communities. Companies with enormous influence in Washington are losing at county commission meetings, utility hearings, and state legislatures. And the activist groups heading the charge against data centers, more than 230 organizations led by Food and Water Watch, Greenpeace, Friends of Earth, and many, many more. If Silicon Valley isn't careful, they're going to go the way of nuclear energy and become so vastly unpopular that nobody wants to touch it for decades. And the communities where these data centers are to be built also need to be able to harness the strength of the data centers by taxing them and making extra money off of them for the community. 405-608-4377. What do you think? It's Lee Matthews on the drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hey, Lee, it's John the truck driver. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, sir. And where are you, if anywhere?
Well, I was out in Ruidoso, and it was only 62 degrees.
Go on.
Hey, and it was raining.
Yeah, man.
It was raining at that. I was just thinking about all the different religions and all the different races, you know, Muslims and Christians and different things like that. And then I was thinking about, you know, the Hispanic culture. You know, they came over here. It's like a big mixing bowl, you know, here in the United States, you know, just different cultures. And one of the things that it seems like to me is that we all fit in, you know, together. But with these mosques and all that, you know, and prayer centers, and it just doesn't seem like it fits into our culture.
Well, we had somebody in the first hour point that out, and it's absolutely correct. Our American culture is a culture of freedom, liberty, tolerance, where everyone can succeed on their own merits. And no one is kept down because of this or that. And then you look at the Islamic culture, and it's the complete antithesis of that. You're kept down at every single corner. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do that. You you can take revenge on people, and you can take revenge on things.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like it's, you know, a good fit.
No,
you know,
no.
I mean, their own countries are always in such chaos. You know, and I think that kind of scares people.
Well, that's why you're hearing people use the word incompatibility. The teachings of Islam are incompatible with the Judeo-Christian foundation and teachings of the United States.
Well, here's another thing. You know, people wanted to come to the United States to have a better life, a new life. Why are you wanting to bring your old ways with you? You know, so that's just my thoughts on it. You know,
Their religion tells them to. Their religion tells them that that is what they are to do.
Yeah, well.
And they are not to assimilate, and they are not to become a part of the community. They are to bring their Muslim community to this community and try to make it grow in this community.
Well, can't we just come up with a law? I mean, it seems like
we do have a law against killing people. We have laws against abusing women.
No.
We have laws against abusing children.
Just to stop Muslim centers from.
It's called zoning. You cannot have a religious organization build in a commercial area whatever the rules are in because it's going to vary slightly from community to community.
Well, this is all way bigger than my thinking power, so it's just I enjoy listening to you and seeing, you know, kind of what you have to say and what others
can't approach and violate First Amendment. You know, you can't stop you can't stop Muslims from praying their prayer, and I don't have a problem with them praying their prayer. I would have a problem if a mosque built across the street from my neighborhood and they had loudspeakers calling out the call to prayer every six times a day. I'd have a big problem with that. But we have laws against that too. They're called noise ordinances.
Well, it's just like I had a buddy tell me. I don't get all over the country, but I had a buddy tell me up there in some like Michigan, different places, you'll pull into truck stops and they'll have a prayer rug out in front of their truck and they'll be just praying right there.
Yeah.
It's just like, to me, that's just different. That's just so different.
It's different to me too, but it's not that much different than you see also, you also see trucks with cross patterns on their lights, you know, showing their Christianity.
I don't have
a problem with that either. Thanks a lot.
Right. It's just different.
Yeah. John, thanks a lot for the call. Glad you're listening on the road on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Oh, it's almost as though the government doesn't want you to sign up for your Medicare benefits because they make it so onerous and difficult to get the job done. Of course they don't want you to sign up if you don't feel like it. That's the whole idea. Anyway, I am Lee Matthews. Sign up for what you got coming to you. If you were born in 1961, bet you're getting a lot of phone calls. And we're also getting close to that time of year where we have that open enrollment a couple of months. So if you are confused or intimidated or just don't want to deal with it, call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. They will take care of you. They will put together a plan that'll work for you. And they will make it easy. Easier than the government would ever make it for you, that's for sure. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group. Call 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
When it comes to Oklahoma Labor Commissioner, one question matters. Who's actually done the work? The answer is Kevin West.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on Oklahoma job sites, actually helping to build Oklahoma.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values. Protecting Oklahoma jobs. Defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West, for Labor Commissioner on August 25th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K this Saturday, August 22nd, at the Devon Lawn and the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you this Saturday, August 22nd.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Even though it was just a couple of years ago, it shows you how the country where we're at right now. Now people understand that criminals got to go to prison. And that's why that mayor over in San Francisco has been so effective. That's why the mayor in D.C. working with the president has been so effective. That's why crime is going down in most places across the country. But then if you listen to Abdul El-Sayed, his past comments are impossible to justify.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast calls for partly cloudy, 77 the low, 20% chance of rain tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 105. Into Saturday, high of 104. Sunday, high of 101. It is 102 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio with Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name? Hello?
Hey, this is Stephen from McLeod.
Hi, Stephen. Yeah. Good to hear from you, sir.
Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to sum up all this Muslim stuff into one word. Assimilation.
Yeah. Yeah.
One, and they start again and more and more, sort of like mini Somalia. And now you've got a community that want to invoke their laws on everybody else. And it shouldn't happen. The last time I checked when I was over there, I didn't see not one Catholic church.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there are any right now.
And when you say over there, you mean?
Saudi Arabia.
Okay, yeah. Well, I don't think I don't know that you would, but yeah, assimilation. When you want to come to the United States, you want to become an American. You want to assimilate into the culture of the United States. If you don't want to assimilate into the culture of the United States, there is no reason for you to come.
And they get around it by doing just that.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. So, thanks a lot for the call. Yep. Nope. I think you're right on. That one word is the important word, assimilation. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Flock cameras not just unpopular in Oklahoma, but everywhere else. I will give you an example coming up. And one Oklahoma City councilman explains his vote and why he voted for the flock cameras. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. And Firearms Friday coming up tomorrow. We're going to have a look at Glock and Glock pistols because some states want to get rid of them. Because, oh, it's too easy to alter them and make them full auto. Yeah, well, that's also illegal, an already illegal. Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. President Trump is sitting down for an interview with his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen.
This comes after the two reconciled over the summer following years of public feuding. Cohen previously admitted to arranging payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 presidential election. He served over a year in prison. On Wednesday, Cohen said on X that portions of the interview will be released tonight, with additional content set to air on Sunday. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A proposed federal minimum wage of $25 an hour is drawing new debate over jobs and pay. A study from the Conservative Employment Policies Institute estimates the plan would eliminate nearly 5 million jobs nationwide, with Texas, Florida, and other Sun Belt states among the hardest hit. Supporters say higher wages are needed as living costs rise, while opponents warn businesses could cut jobs or raise prices. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
After a wreck, a lot of people say the same thing. I'm fine. Maybe it's shock. Maybe it's adrenaline. Maybe they don't want to worry their kids. Maybe they think the pain will go away. Then the next morning comes. The neck tightens. The back locks up. The headaches start. Work gets harder. Sleep gets shorter. And suddenly, I'm fine doesn't feel true anymore. At McIntyre Law, we understand that injuries do not always show up at the scene. We help people document what happened, get answers, and deal with the insurance company when things get complicated. If you were hurt in a crash, don't tough it out alone. Call McIntyre Law.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Police in El Reno are investigating after a man's body was found in the street early Thursday morning. The Oklahoma Medical Examiner's Office is set to determine the man's identity and possible cause of death. Police say it's too early to determine what happened and foul play hasn't been ruled out as the case continues. Elsewhere, two people were killed and four others injured in a crash Wednesday evening near the Interstate 44 and I-244 interchange in Tulsa. 58-year-old Sheldon March of Michigan was attempting to merge when his vehicle struck another vehicle, sending both off the roadway. March and the other driver, a 28-year-old identified as Vika Perez, were pronounced dead. Four passengers from the two vehicles were injured and taken for treatment. An Oklahoma woman has been reunited with her dog after an incredible cross-country journey. Melissa Burris says her 10-year-old dog Rio disappeared from her home in late July and was eventually found more than 1,000 miles away in North Carolina. A local shelter identified him using his microchip, and Burris traveled immediately to bring him home. She says the experience highlights the importance of microchipping pets, which made the reunion possible. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com. To schedule your consultation today.
Gentner Drummond, a profile in cowardice, cutting a deal with the ACLU to not enforce Oklahoma's ban on child sex changes, signing a binding agreement allowing gender mutilation of kids to continue. Drummond allied with woke radicals who hate our values, betraying Oklahoma families, like when he fought a Christian charter school seeking fair treatment, siding with the American atheist to carry water for godless liberals. Gentner Drummond, too weak, wrong for Oklahoma. Mike Mazie is the trusted conservative who fights for us. Guided by deep Christian faith, Mazie will never cave to the woke trans agenda, and he'll ban Sharia law in Oklahoma. Endorsed by President Trump, conservative Mike Mazie for governor. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Authorized and paid for by School Freedom Fund Oklahoma, 2001 L Street Northwest, Suite 600, Washington, D.C., 20036, 202-955-5500.
Why are two universities in Oklahoma being audited by the Department of War? I will tell you as The Drive continues on Oklahoma's talk radio, Freedom 96.9. I'm Lee Matthews with The Drive.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight we'll bring partly cloudy skies with a low of 74 degrees. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny conditions with very hot temperatures surpassing the record high of 105 degrees set in 1911, reaching a high of 106. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and warm with a low of 76 degrees. Looking ahead to Saturday, anticipate mostly sunny skies and hot weather as temperatures near the record high of 104 degrees set in 1922 with a high of 103. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
For me to get on board to put parameters around this to make sure that our small businesses and my constituents and ratepayers of Oklahoma are protected. We need to be transparent and make sure that neighbors can be neighbors.
That's Representative Grant Green of Wellston talking about the data center law that was signed by the governor earlier this month on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Yet there's still a lot of trepidation and a lot of fear about data centers. I still believe that, yes, the communities should decide for themselves what is right for them, but I don't believe they need to be hysterical. I also believe that they need to look at how they can tax these data centers for the betterment of the community. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Some Americans are saying get the flock out when it comes to widespread license plate cameras that record their movements and collect data across the country. Flock safety surveillance cameras have become the focal point not just in Oklahoma City, but for American concerns over technology and privacy across the U.S. Largo Vista, Texas has condemned the cameras and voted to remove the ones that they did have. Apache Junction, Arizona, is still utilizing Flock systems to support law enforcement. Police departments believe Flock cameras assist them in stopping crimes, but critics of the ACLU say the cameras are massive surveillance. There's a nationwide consistency across the partisan and ideological lines that Americans do not want Flock cameras in their neighborhoods, and they don't. Analysts cite ICE's access to Flock data as one of the biggest abuses of that led to an issue in gaining nationwide attention. And the ACLU advocates for Americans to cancel Flock contracts as part of the Get the Flock Out initiative. It didn't happen in Oklahoma City this week as the city council voted to renew the $270,000 contract for Flock safety cameras. But Oklahoma City Police Chief Ron Basie says the department uses Flock cameras to help solve crimes, adding that there are 90 cameras that cover a 620-square-mile radius. Out of the dozens of people who sign up to speak, all of them spoke in opposition. Despite strong opposition from the people in attendance, five council members voted to renew the contract. Council members Jobeth Hammond, Kamal Pennington, and James Cooper voted against the contract. Councilman Bradley Carter released a statement saying that he takes the concerns about privacy, government surveillance, and data access seriously. He said those concerns are legitimate and no public safety technology would be given a blank check simply because it may help law enforcement. At the same time, he also says he's got a responsibility to consider the tools that our police officers need to investigate serious crimes, locate wanted vehicles and individuals, and protect victims and the public. So after reviewing the issue and weighing those competing concerns, he believed continuing the contract one more year with stronger safeguards, accountability, and oversight was the responsible decision. And what they did was agree to no longer keep the data for 30 days. They will keep it for only 7 days. So that means law enforcement does have a limit as to what they can use and on what timetable they can use it to access the data and use it as they please. Plus, Oklahoma City Police Department will not be able to share the data with other departments unless they approve so, which I think they would do if it came to ICE. 405-608-4377. Jonathan writes, Lee, why does the state come in, move the homeless, and then charge the cities? Because, Jonathan, the cities are sanctuary cities. Norman has declared itself a sanctuary city and is encouraging the homelessness. It's the same with Tulsa. So that's why they're doing it. They're trying to punish these cities for causing the problem. Jeff writes, Lee, the cities do not cause homelessness. People are broke. Maybe if we raise the minimum wage, Jeff, that would make people even more broke. Because how are you going to make $15 an hour when the place that was supposed to be paying you $15 an hour fires you because they can't afford to pay you $15 an hour? And by the way, that's what's happening in California, where they raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour for hamburger people who work in hamburger joints. They automated, fired people, limited people's hours because they can't afford to pay them that much money to flip hamburgers. Now, homelessness in Oklahoma, I understand that there are a certain amount of people that have fallen upon hard times, but it's been my experience that a lot of the homelessness in Oklahoma, with all of the resources that are available at your fingertips to no longer be homeless, are largely ignored by the homeless in Oklahoma. Because they would much rather get the freebie and continue to be homeless than start following the rules of, say, the Salvation Army or a homeless shelter. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Does your car have a name? I know the lovely wife and I usually name our cars. So lovely wife's car is a burgundy-colored car, so she calls her car Ruby. Mine talks to me all the time through the app, so I call it Christine. After the Stephen King novel about the car that would talk to the... Anyway, whatever you name your car, and however your car talks to you, the Frontier Auto Group will be there to help take care of that car for you because they speak the car language. Yeah, whether it's a check engine light or low tire pressure light, weak battery, air conditioning not doing what it should be doing, they will take care of it at no charge. And they do this anyway during their regularly scheduled visits. So give them a call, 405-262-3355. Yeah, they're in El Reno, but it's a short drive from wherever you are, just off the Route 66 roundabout on El Reno's Auto Alley. 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net, the Frontier Auto Group.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com. And on the Freedom app.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
At Cimarron Casino in August, fun, excitement, and winning is in the bag during the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Thursdays in August, 5 to 8 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 20 drawings for a chance to pick a bag and win up to $500 cash. Start playing your favorite games August 1st and receive one entry for every 25 points earned. Bag some cool summer cash at the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for partly cloudy skies tonight, 77 the low. 20% chance of rain tomorrow, high 105. Tomorrow night, 77 for a low. Saturday, partly cloudy, 104. Sunday, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain, 101. It's 102 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. People of Piedmont want to vote on their data centers. What do you think? Shawnee placing a moratorium on theirs. Flock cameras unpopular across the country, not just Oklahoma City. But one council member says, hey, we got to balance the good with the bad. And experts say communism is taking hold of the Democrat Party because the young don't understand government. What did I tell you? They don't understand government because they don't know how government works. Recent analysis shows that support of Democrat socialism and Democrat socialist candidates particularly strong among highly educated younger voters. By contrast, support among working class voters without a college degree is weaker, despite the candidates' emphasis on policies that tend to benefit working class households. Actually, they don't. They're going to make everybody go broke equally. There's no shortage of explanations in the recent rise of support for socialism, but it's because they don't understand. They don't understand that the more socialism you have, the less democracy you have. The two are mutually exclusive. You add more socialism, more government control over things, then you're taking away the people's control over things. And all you have to do is look no further than the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority. The Oklahoma Turnpike Authority was a group of people appointed by the governor, and that's it. The people had no say in it. It's a socialistic bureaucrat or bureaucracy that doesn't have any accountability to the people. 405-608-4377. And now, as a result, learning centers and institutes of higher learning are bringing back civics so they can at least teach how government is supposed to work. Civics and economics. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi there, you are on the air. What is your name?
This is Steve from Lexington.
Hi, Steve in Lexington. Good to hear for you. Hear from you.
Hi. They may bring it back to the classroom, but I'm sure it's going to have a Marxist slant to it.
It might.
Make it look that much better. It just is crazy. And in a way, I pity them, because you take a kid straight out of high school and say, sign right here and your college will be paid for.
Yeah.
And they don't think about it. 4 years later, they owe $200,000, $300,000. How the hell am I going to pay this when I can't get a job? So yeah. I can see how they want all the handouts and everything.
Well, that's where a lot of this comes from. They were promised by their parents, go to college, get a degree, and your life the world will beat a path to your door. It didn't happen. They got out of college. Now they have triple digit debt, so they can't buy a house, and their job is worthless because it's not getting them the hundreds of thousands of dollars per year they were promised. Because it's a worthless degree, so they have to live with mom and dad. I get it as well. I get it as well.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. Kids are not encouraged to get jobs anymore when they're in high school. Kids are not encouraged to learn the free enterprise system before they go to college.
Right. Micro came along too late, I guess.
Well, I mean, I've been working in this business since I was 14. And right away I learned the power of saving money and the power of, wow, look where this tax is going, where this other tax is going. And, if I want to make a little extra money, I better do a little extra work, and so on and so forth. I've got nephews who never worked a day in their life until they graduated college. And even then, one of them was griping about how hard it is to have a 9-to-5 job and how much he hated his 9-to-5 job.
Yeah. Gotta love them.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to say, y'all were talking about, the insurance commissioner, but I saw a thing on the internet where that Quentin guy is registered to vote in Arkansas and owns a home in Arkansas. So they're claiming he's not even an Oklahoma resident, but he's running for office.
Yeah, he. Well, that's not insurance commissioner.
It was some high office. Of,
it might have been labor.
Marty Quinn or something like that.
Oh, Marty Quinn.
Could have been labor.
Yeah. No, Marty Quinn he's from Claremore. Born and raised in Claremore. Yes, he owns some property in Arkansas, but he's not from Arkansas.
Okay. Well, when they said he was registered up there, I thought, well, it's kind of fishy.
All the research I've done is false. That's propaganda from people who are trying to distract. Yeah.
All right. Those out-of-staters will kill you.
Yeah, they will.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening. And glad you are along here, Steve, on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Kevin writes, Lee, you were talking about homelessness. The solution to homelessness is not finger-pointing, shifting costs, or shuffling individuals from one jurisdiction to another. No, Kevin, I believe the solution to homelessness is to discourage homelessness. Don't make it more accessible. The behavior you tolerate is the behavior that gets worse. So what we need to do is, when there's homelessness going on, they need to be approached by the law. I'll give you a choice. You can go to a homeless shelter and I will take you. You can go to jail and I'll take you. Or you can leave. Homelessness needs to be discouraged. And it is not in Norman or Tulsa and parts of downtown Oklahoma City. I don't care what kind of homelessness it is either. I don't care if it's because of drugs. I don't care if it's because of bad decisions. I don't care if it's mostly it's bad decisions. But if it's discouraged in a town, word will get around real quick. Don't go to Oklahoma City. You don't want to go to Oklahoma City. If you're a homeless person, right now, Oklahoma City has a lot of resources that are free. Oklahoma has a lot of places where you can camp out and get the free resources and still be able to do your drugs or do whatever it is you're doing and not have to go and abide by the rules of a homeless shelter. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Jim writes, Lee, maybe they have a day job. I'm sorry, maybe if they had a job, do you know how much the cost of things are? Maybe people are homeless due to no fault of their own. Maybe you should try to be like Jesus. I am being like Jesus. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Reach for it. So if you're homeless and you've got somebody from a homeless shelter saying, yes, come stay in this homeless shelter. All you have to do is not do drugs. All you have to do is not drink. All you have to do is exercise some reasonable behavior. I would do that. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Shamshade was the gun that won the West. No, I'm not talking about Winchester. I'm talking about Colt and Colt 45. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. H&H Shooting Sports has a Colt. A Colt is still around. It's still a great brand. And they've got all kinds of modern weapons as well on top of the old Colt 45 everybody loves. But what I wanted to tell you about was the Colt King Cobra 357 Magnum Revolver. It is on sale, $899.99. This is a carryable weapon with that 3-inch barrel, and it's stainless steel with a rubber handle. So even though it's going to have a little bit of a kick to it, it'll be comfortable to carry. The Colt King Cobra, check it out at H&H Shooting Sports. They also have the LE Trade-In Glock 17 Gen 5 MOS 9mm with a Holosun red dot, because everybody's going to red dots these days. And it's just $824.99. Take 20% off the HK, that's Heckler & Koch, by the way. CC9 9mm as well. They can't tell you what the sticker price is on that because it's lower than what HK usually allows. But it's 20% off, and it's at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, are you ready to upgrade your property? Tractor Bob's has a deal for you. Yanmar SA425 tractor with loader, box blade, and grapple for $24.9 cash or $275 per month. The industry's best 10-year powertrain warranty from the dealership that has your back. Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
But a lot of this woke garbage. Thanksgiving is a day of oppression. And you're like, wait, just shut up. I want to watch football. And that was the biggest problem for Francesca Hong. It's not that she wanted to cancel Thanksgiving. It's that she had the personality of someone that makes you want to cancel Thanksgiving. No, not this year. Francesca's coming. No, tell her I got some kind of bug.
Fox Across America. Weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
96.9, AccuWeather forecast is calling for partly cloudy, low of 77. 20% chance of rain tomorrow, high of 105. Tomorrow night, 77 the low. Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 104. Sunday, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain, high 101. It's 102 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews on the drive. Tristan is in Oklahoma City. Thank you for hanging on, Tristan.
Hey, Lee. Thank you so much. As I was listening to you discuss the homelessness crisis, because that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
It's becoming more and more of a crisis. It's becoming more of an issue. But as I was listening to you, I was thinking about how I could offer something meaningful to this discussion, as I know there are a lot of homeless encampments, especially one close to Bricktown, downtown, across from Wind Supply. I don't know if you've heard of it. But there's an entire row of just camped out homeless people. We're talking like two, three blocks length. And like, it's the largest one I've seen. I deliver over there often, and I just really can't believe how that's existed. And yet we've seen on the news lately, also Norman's been cleared out a couple times. But
yeah.
That's
how the conversation started. Was someone said, "Hey, why did they clear out the camps and then charge the city?" And I said, "They're trying to get the city to discourage the homelessness, but they're not. They're encouraging it by giving them some place to squat."
Lee, do you think permanent fixtures like we see in larger metropolitan cities like New York City and such, like they have like metal probes coming out the ground, just barricades, do you think that's something that would work? I feel like that needs to be looked at.
I think it would be better if we knew and had, and I know the police are already overworked as it is, but if we had the police go to all the homeless camps and give them the ultimatum. All right, I can take you to a homeless shelter. I can take you to jail, or you can leave on your own accord, but you're not going to stay here. And I think if we had enough police doing that enough times, often enough, then we would be, the message would be delivered that you are not welcome to squat on property in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah. I've actually worked for City Rescue Mission there in downtown OKC. great place, amazing people that work there.
It is, and why don't more homeless take advantage of that? There are all kinds of resources that they refuse to take advantage of, and I can only believe it's because they don't want to follow the rules that go along with that.
That part, you know, they even do as much as taking in their pets, you know, another epidemic and crisis along with the homelessness.
KQOP in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A vacant home in northwest Oklahoma City destroyed by fire yesterday evening. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani is filing a lawsuit to prevent teachers' assistants from getting bonuses.
The mayor is suing to block the Respect Check Act that was unanimously passed by New York City Council last month, granting roughly 25,000 paraprofessionals quarterly payments totaling $10,000. It would cost the city more than $320 million, with the mayor's team claiming the measure cheated the union's collective bargaining agreement with the administration, putting Mamdani at odds with the United Federation of Teachers. New York City Council Speaker Julie Menon says the law is not only the right thing to do, but the fiscally responsible thing to do. In New York, I'm Natalie Migliori.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are reportedly moving back to the UK as early as this month.
The reports indicate their children are set to start school in the UK in September. The move comes not long after Buckingham Palace confirmed the couple reunited their children with their grandfather, King Charles, and Queen Camilla after 4 years apart. The family has been living in Montecito, California since 2020, saying they wanted to step away from their royal roles. The move to California came around the same time a reported family rift developed after the couple told Oprah Winfrey in an interview about problems in their relationship with other royals. I'm Michael Kastner.
Americans don't drink alcohol like they used to.
In the latest Gallup survey, 54% of Americans say they drink alcohol. That matches the record low set last year. 13% say they sometimes drink too much booze, and that's also a record low. 17% say they've made the switch to non-alcoholic beverages. More than half of Americans believe that even moderate drinking can be bad for your health. People getting on the wagon cross all demographic groups, including age, gender, even party affiliation. I'm Rory O'Neill.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven you can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Copper theft continues to be a growing problem across Oklahoma, and AT&T is reporting more than 300 thefts statewide this year, with the company saying stolen copper can disrupt phone and internet service, including emergency communications. AT&T is now offering rewards of up to $10,000 for info leading to arrest and convictions. Officials are asking residents to report any suspicious activity around utility and communication infrastructure. A vacant home in northwest Oklahoma City was destroyed by fire Wednesday evening, with firefighters responding near Northwest 10th and Penn and finding the house fully engulfed in flames upon arrival. Due to the extreme heat, additional crews were called in to help battle the fire. A neighboring home sustained minor damage, but no injuries have been reported as investigators continue working to determine the cause. OSU and Northeastern State University are among 30 schools nationwide directed by the Department of War to review research and academic partnerships involving certain foreign entities. Universities must complete audits and report their findings by the end of the month to remain eligible for future federal research funding. The reviews are part of a broader federal effort focused on research security. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
How will firing up the Keystone Pipeline affect Oklahoma? I'll tell you as the drive continues in 30 seconds. Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will bring partly cloudy skies with a low of 74 degrees. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny conditions with very hot temperatures surpassing the record high of 105 degrees set in 1911, reaching a high of 106. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and warm with a low of 76 degrees. Looking ahead to Saturday, anticipate mostly sunny skies and hot weather as temperatures near the record high of 104 degrees set in 1922 with a high of 103. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
In America, freedom comes with a price. It requires effort, sacrifice, and respect for the laws of our great nation. It means protecting human life and defending it against threats, both inside and outside our borders. At Freedom 96.9, we believe the price of freedom is worth paying. That's why we broadcast it every day with 100,000 watts of power. So, set a button and tell a friend about Oklahoma City's 100,000 watt talker, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Had a lot to chat about today. Piedmont wants to vote on data centers, which I don't have a problem with that. Shawnee is joining the list of towns where they have a moratorium on data centers. Flock cameras, not very popular in Oklahoma nor nationwide, but still being used. And we also heard from a city councilman who voted for expanding the contract for another year in Oklahoma City. Experts say that communism is taking hold of the Democrat Party because the young don't understand government. I also don't believe they understand economics, because every time you hear a young Democrat socialist say Medicare for all, and you ask, okay, that's going to cost $3 trillion per year. Where's that $3 trillion going to come from? Oh, it's going to come from the rich. How? We don't have $3 trillion worth of rich people. Well, we'll just spread democracy. That's what we'll do. No, you're not going to spread democracy if you're spreading socialism. Because the more socialism you have, the less democracy you have. The more socialism you have means the more government-run bureaus you have and the fewer government chosen by the people. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio with Lee Matthews. Donald Trump was teasing bringing the long-stalled Keystone XL pipeline back to life. Earlier this week, the preliminary trade agreement with Canada that prompted him to delay the planned 50% tariffs as well was part of that. Trump announced the three-day tariffs were paused before duties were scheduled to take effect. He said the U.S. and Canada has reached a deal pending final documents, while suggesting the agreement could include resurrecting the Keystone XL pipeline. The White House has not released details about the agreement, while the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative said the deal would include broader market access for American goods. The tariffs would have been slapped on 50% duties, roughly $20 billion worth of Canadian goods, including hockey equipment, alcohol, dairy products, and other consumer goods. They were scheduled to take effect on Wednesday before Trump delayed them until the end of August. While the tariff fight centers on consumer goods, Trump's comments about the Keystone XL pipeline could have a broader impact on Oklahoma by opening the door to substantially more Canadian crude flowing to U.S. refineries through Oklahoma pipelines. Now, the original Keystone XL project was killed by Joe Biden when he revoked its presidential permit in 2021. But in a separate pipeline system, that could revive much of the broader project that's already moving through development. Okay, because I was wondering. I thought Trump promised to open up the Keystone XL pipeline as one of his campaign promises. But he did finish the other pipelines that were being worked on. South Bow Corp's proposed Prairie Connector would run from Hard City, Alberta, to the Canadian-U.S. border, where it would then connect with Bridger Pipeline U.S. facilities. South Bow's project announcement says the proposed project would include approximately 380 kilometers of 36-inch pipeline. And they use kilometers in Canada, because they use the metrics, Trump gave the U.S. portion of the project a major boost in April when he issued a presidential permit for Bridger Pipeline, authorizing the company to construct, connect, operate, and maintain pipeline facilities at the Canadian border in Montana. The permit covers the transportation of crude oil and petroleum products, including jet fuel, gasoline, and diesel. And again, a lot of that would come right through our pipeline headquarters here in Oklahoma on Freedom 96.9. 405-608-4377. Jim writes, Lee, you were talking about homelessness. Cities shouldn't be forced to pay nearly $900,000 for the state to maintain its own property. Our city police and local shelters already stretch their budgets to the limit, handling the homeless crisis. Shifting blame and billing onto the local taxpayers doesn't solve anything. It just passes the buck. Kevin writes, Lee, I agree. What we need to fix is the addiction problem, and then we'll fix the homelessness problem. I agree, too, Kevin. I think so, too. John writes, large-scale representative studies, such as the comprehensive research from the Benioff Homelessness and Housing Initiative, show that over half of unhoused adults do not regularly use illicit drugs. Okay, well, but I don't find that the case, John. That's one of the reasons they are homeless. Or if they're not using drugs, it's alcohol or PTSD. And they don't want to go to a, victims of PTSD don't want to go to a shelter because it's too much like a barracks. And it's like, it triggers even more PTSD. James writes, Lee, as far as escalating the war in Iraq, Israel would be the one to escalate the war just like they do with everyone else. I disagree, James. I disagree. When you look at how large and vast and surrounding Israel's enemies are to the state of Israel itself, all I see is Israel defending itself. And by the way, this nonsense about Israel being the occupier in that region and that it was tribal Palestine for centuries before the Israelites showed up, you've not read the Dead Sea Scrolls, have you? The Dead Sea Scrolls clearly write about Israelites living in that region long before the tribal nomadic Palestinians moved in. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Jim writes, Lee, earlier this week you were talking about the aluminum smelter in Inola. It is a done deal. One candidate approves it. The heavy donors of the other candidate are for it. Take your pick. One of them is honest about it. The property was already set aside for government use. So the U.S. government can put a smelter there if they want to. The Department of Energy, from what I understand, owned the property and kept the property for that very reason. Once upon a time, there was supposed to be a nuclear plant put there. And by the way, I might add, Oklahoma has been included as the research for upcoming nuclear projects, many nuclear projects. And that's going to be very lucrative for the state of Oklahoma. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. And your thoughts, what do you think? And where was that other thing I wanted to talk to you about? Oh, yeah. You may have heard at the top of the hour newscast, two Oklahoma universities were advised to take immediate action following a formal notice from the Department of War. The Department of War issued a formal notification to 30 domestic academic institutions, directing them to initiate immediate and comprehensive reviews of their academic, financial, and research collaborations with foreign entities of concern. The Department of War wants to know what research is being done at what universities with different countries. The Department of War went on to say it has zero tolerance for academic partnerships that compromise national security. Under the Secretary of War for Research and Engineering, institutions that receive funding from the American taxpayer must uphold the highest standards of research security. And these mandated audits will ensure accountability across the board, said the Department of War. The department says the universities involved are all associated with foreign entities that are identified as organizations associated with rebranded Confucius Institutes, meaning that under Section 1286 of the National Defense Authorization Act, they are critical partners in executing a wide range of Department of War research programs, and the department must therefore ensure that the research investments are well protected from foreign exploitation. By the way, those two universities are Northwestern State, I think that's in Tahlequah, and OSU. Now, this doesn't mean they're going to lose the projects. What it does mean is that they're going to have to audit those projects and present the Department of War with that audit to prove that the research they're doing is not being taken and used by those governments and those foreign countries against the United States. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And Lee Matthews with The Drive. You are on the air. Hi.
Hello.
What's your name?
I'm Jason.
Hey, Jason, and where are you?
I am heading towards Tulsa. I live out in Inola.
All right. Good to hear from you.
So, what I understand about what you were just talking about, though, Tahlequah already did their audit and said they have nothing to worry about.
Oh, well, cool.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And then the rumor control on the smelter plant is also a nuclear plant and a data plant all in the same place.
Really? Okay. Not from what I've heard from Senator James Lankford, with whom I talked about this yesterday. He said it is an aluminum smelter plant, and the property had been set aside for industrial use by the U.S. government for several years now. So it's not taking any property away from anybody. It's not, and if you're still worried about contamination and pollution, go down to Durant and look at their steel plant, which has been online now for about 15 years, and it is not doing anything but providing jobs and economy for the Durant area.
Well, I don't have an issue that I know of.
Yeah,
I
would think that the town of Inola would want this economic boost.
Well, they're kind of looking at, they had two other facilities going to the same area. Sofidel, and they're building another one.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of questioning on, are we getting the money from? Because I don't think people did like you were talking about earlier and going, this is the tax rate, let's go with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that actually extended to get that area under their control because it is like 2-3 miles outside of town.
Okay. But it's still on the Kerr-McGee waterway, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And like you were saying, it was the old Fox nuclear power plant, you know, back in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what I understand is the reason it's Inola is such a good location is because it's on that waterway, and bauxite from Arkansas can come up the Arkansas River to the smelter to be made into aluminum. And the bottom line is aluminum is one of the things we're going to need for the future of our country. And right now, we are getting most of it from United Arab Emirates.
Or China.
Yeah, yeah. Jason, thanks for the call and the perspective on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. He lives in Inola. He sees this. He knows what's going on. Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9 on the way. Why are suppressors flying off the shelves of gun stores? We'll get into that. Jonathan writes, Lee, Martin Luther King said, now our struggle is for genuine equality, which means economic equality. For now we know what it isn't enough to integrate lunch counters. What does it profit a man to be able to eat at an integrated lunch counter if he doesn't have enough money to buy the hamburger? I'm not sure what your point is on that, Jonathan, except that earlier in the program I was talking about the minimum wage hike and how that failed and how I'm glad it failed because, as we're now seeing in California, yeah, they raised the minimum wage to $15 an hour, and everybody who had a job that was going to pay $15 an hour was fired or their hours were severely reduced. So how are you going to make $15 an hour if you don't have any hours or you don't have a job? And that's exactly what will happen if you raise artificially the minimum wage beyond what the market is willing to support. 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive. Everyone is talking about it, data centers and artificial intelligence. And it's to the point where anything that has to do with a data center or artificial intelligence is just going bananas in the market. That's just one of the little tidbits I picked up from my good friend Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital. And if your portfolio isn't leaning in that direction, you might be missing out. So why don't you give Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital a call, 405-760-5863, 405-760-5863, McGuireCap.com, and then check out his show this Saturday at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. And the name of the show is The Bull and Bear Show with Michael McGuire. Check McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany, McGuire Capital. He's got his hand on the pulse of everything that's financial, and he's been doing it since he was 14 years of age, so he's seen a lot of ups and downs in the market, and right now, it's an up. So take advantage of it by getting in touch with McGuire Capital.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Get into H&H Shooting Sports and gear up in August where they have savings on firearms, ammo, gun safes, and more. I'm Lee Matthews. Check out the Colt King Cobra 357 revolver, now on sale for $899.99. The LE Trade-In Glock 17 Gen 5 MOS 9mm with Holo Sun Red Dot included, $824.99. And 20% off the HK CC 9 9mm, only at H&H Shooting Sports. Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
At Cimarron Casino in August, fun, excitement, and winning is in the bag during the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Thursdays in August, 5 to 8 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 20 drawings for a chance to pick a bag and win up to $500 cash. Start playing your favorite games August 1st and receive one entry for every 25 points earned. Bag some cool summer cash at the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K this Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn and the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you this Saturday, August 22nd.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. A lot of news out there. We will dissect it, dive into it, analyze it. I'll tell you what I think. I will even take your phone calls, 877-973-7425. As we advance freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays, you're not going to want to miss it.
Loudoun County, Virginia just built a $100 million rec center. Three pools, hydro massage chairs, $22 million park. They just cut property taxes by 60%. You want to know why? They got data centers there.
And that's Jesse Waters yesterday on The 5 on Freedom 96.9 on the benefits of a data center. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. Ron is in Stroud. Thank you for hanging on, Ron. What you got?
Yeah, good to talk to you, Lee.
You too.
A while ago, you were mentioning the two schools that were at issue with the federal government or the Department of War. And you said OSU, and I could have sworn you said Northwestern State and Tahlequah.
Yes.
And I was just going to, just a minor correction. Northwestern State is in Alva.
Okay.
Northeastern State is in Tahlequah.
That's okay. Maybe I'm not sure which is I'm not sure which is the one that has to audit. I thought it was Northwestern. So, okay.
If it's Northwestern, you know, Alva. If it was Tahlequah, it's Northeastern. No big deal. I just thought I'd call and say hi.
No, I remember when I lived in the Fort Smith area and worked in the Fort Smith area. A lot of the either you went to U of A Fort Smith or you went to Tahlequah. You went to school in Tahlequah because those were the two.
Yeah, that's where my daughter graduated.
Schools. Yeah, yeah. And they used to have a pretty good broadcasting curriculum there. I don't know if they still do.
Yeah, I don't know. She got her degree in secondary education. She's now a school teacher in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, she did something more meaningful with her life than get into broadcasting. Good for her.
I don't want to say that, but you know how it goes.
All right. Thank you, Ron, on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Dan writes, good morning, Lee, from an Oklahoman living and listening in South Africa. My goodness. Thank you, Dan. Yes, I know that's the weird thing. I think they're 14 hours ahead of us. So, yeah, it's early morning over there, and I think it's turning into spring because they're south of the equator. Douglas writes, Lee, you mentioned State Farm lawsuit, much like the John Grisham novel, The Rainmaker. Grisham is one of my favorite authors. And, yes, in The Rainmaker, a young lawyer gets hired by an ambulance-chasing law firm and stumbles upon a case where a young man is dying of cancer and his health insurance won't pay for what it deems an experimental treatment, which at that time was bone marrow transplant. And in so pursuing the case, he finds out that that particular insurance company makes it a policy to deny all claims again and again and again, hoping and gambling that the person who is insured will not hire a lawyer. And that's exactly what State Farm and other insurance companies are starting to do when it comes to homeowners insurance. You have a hailstorm, you call your roofer, and your roofer comes out and says, yeah, we need to do X, Y, and Z. And then you get in touch with your insurance company and they say, nope, I'm sorry, we're not going to do we're not going to take care of your claim because you've already had, they'll come up with all kinds of reasons. You've already had one claim this year and we only allow one claim per year and so on and so forth. So that's why there is a lawsuit that is, well, there's one going for State Farm and I think there's another one against Farmers. I think there's another one against Allstate. From customers who were willing to hire a lawyer to force the insurance company to honor the insurance contract that they signed. So it's a lot that's very much a lot like that movie or that book, The Rainmaker. Doug, thanks a lot for listening in and for participating on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Why are suppressors flying off the shelves? Oh, and Freedom 96.9 is teamed up with the Oklahoma City Fire Department, so I will be running at the beautiful Devon Lawn for the 13th annual Project Life 5K. That'll be on Saturday. There's also a one-mile fun run, and it's raising money for smoke alarms and bicycle helmets in Oklahoma City for Oklahoma City's needy residents. It's coming up this Saturday at the Devon Lawn. For registration information, go to freedom969.com. I'm going to run in the 5K. Hope you will, too. But you can also do the one-mile fun run and walk and help raise some money for the Oklahoma City Fire Department on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump says the U.S. is now engaged in a crushing economic operation against Iran.
He made the declaration in a Wednesday Truth Social post, saying Iran had failed to take the opportunity to make a deal and would now face what he called economic warfare and isolation on an unprecedented scale. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A Russian missile and drone attack on Kiev killed at least 15 people and injured over 40 others.
That's what Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wrote in a social media post. He called the attack massive and said Russians aim to inflict as much damage as possible on Ukraine's civilian infrastructure. Ukraine's Air Force also said Russia launched an unspecified number of ballistic missiles into the country overnight, along with 168 drones. I'm Chris Caraggio.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 703 points, the S&P 500 fell 66 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 263 points. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit icsconcretecoatings.com.
Copper theft continues to be a growing problem across Oklahoma, and AT&T is reporting more than 300 thefts statewide this year, with the company saying stolen copper can disrupt phone and internet service, including emergency communications. AT&T is now offering rewards of up to $10,000 for info leading to arrest and convictions. Officials are asking residents to report any suspicious activity around utility and communication infrastructure. A vacant home in northwest Oklahoma City was destroyed by fire Wednesday evening, with firefighters responding near Northwest 10th and Penn and finding the house fully engulfed in flames upon arrival. Due to the extreme heat, additional crews were called in to help battle the fire. A neighboring home sustained minor damage, but no injuries have been reported as investigators continue working to determine the cause. OSU and Northeastern State University are among 30 schools nationwide directed by the Department of War to review research and academic partnerships involving certain foreign entities. Universities must complete audits and report their findings by the end of the month to remain eligible for future federal research funding. The reviews are part of a broader federal effort focused on research security. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Oklahoma families are paying too much, and they deserve someone who understands how to lower insurance premiums. Marty Quinn has spent more than 40 years helping families, seniors, farmers, and small businesses protect what matters most. A conservative leader, Marty Quinn knows how to hold big insurance accountable and fight for lower costs and greater transparency. As insurance commissioner, Marty Quinn will put Oklahoma first, protecting families and standing against government overreach. Consumers always win with Marty Quinn.
Paid for by friends of Marty Quinn 2026.
Have you noticed something about all these nitwits that keep saying Medicare for all, Medicare for all, Medicare for all? Well, what they mean is socialized medicine is what they mean. And what they don't realize is that Medicare is available for all. You just have to be eligible for it. And to be eligible for it, you got to be born in 1961 or thereabouts. And you probably are getting the phone calls, the emails, the texts. So rather than being confused and rather than have to succumb to all those people saying, Medicare for all, Medicare for all, call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you can make. If you're new to Medicare, the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you. And it's almost time for that open enrollment period, so you'll want to be ready for that by calling 405-848-5790. If you've got some changes to make, you can do that through the Well-Preserved Advisory Group as well. 405-848-5790, Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
Why are suppressors flying off the shelves at record levels? Lee Matthews with The Drive. I'll tell you as Oklahoma's talk radio continues on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will bring partly cloudy skies with a low of 74 degrees. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny conditions with very hot temperatures surpassing the record high of 105 degrees set in 1911, reaching a high of 106. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy and warm with a low of 76 degrees. Looking ahead to Saturday, anticipate mostly sunny skies and hot weather as temperatures near the record high of 104 degrees set in 1922 with a high of 103. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
The left and the teachers' unions exerting control over the schools. Any teacher to the right of Bernie Sanders, they want them out of the school system. They only want leftists who belong to the unions, who adhere to their ideology in the classroom, so they target teachers that don't do that. And it's absolutely absurd.
That's our good friend Ryan Walters, used to be our Secretary of Education and also our Superintendent of Education. And now he is the CEO of a Teachers Alternative Union. It is a organization that provides teachers with the liability they need to teach in the classroom safely and be safely protected from lawsuit. But it also does not require those teachers to do anything DEI or anything woke or anything like that, that the more mainstream teachers' unions would do. 405-608-4377. And he was appearing on Fox earlier today because of that teacher that was wearing the XXXY t-shirt and was asked to remove it, when all it's doing is saying that men are men and women are women. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. I am Lee Matthews. Talking about data centers and the continuation of data centers. Piedmont wants to vote on it. Shawnee has placed a moratorium on it. I maintain my position that we can either be on that train or under it. And the individual communities will have to decide. But there is the possibility that these communities can make a lot of money off of these facilities by taxing them with property tax and corporation taxes and all this other stuff. And they'll pay it. Flock cameras, we had some more conversation about that. One councilman from Oklahoma City's city council said that he voted to renew the contract because, yeah, it is monitoring what's going on the roads of Oklahoma, but it is also benefiting law enforcement, and that the benefits of law enforcement outweigh the inconvenience of some people being monitored. They also added restrictions. whereas they're not keeping the data for 30 days anymore. It's only going to be kept for 7 days. He felt that was a good compromise. What do you think? 405-608-4377. Experts say communism is taking hold of the Democrat Party because the younger voters don't understand how government works and they don't understand economics. And I agree. In fact, this is a what did I tell you moment. And I'm also starting to see that they're bringing civics education back and economics education back. What did I tell you? And Doug writes, Lee, you were talking earlier this week about the Oklahoma Secretary of State who was pulled over and charged with a DUI. I'm not as think as you drunk I am, like Margaret Houlihan on MASH. Yeah, that's kind of the way he was acting. Jeff writes, Gettner Drummond is a scumbag. I'm not voting for him. Okay. Chad writes, Gettner Drummond is a rhino. Actually, Chad, I only disagree with you in that to be a rhino, you have to be a Republican. I don't think any of Gettner Drummond's philosophies are conservative or Republican. I believe at best he's an independent. At worst, he's a lefty. But I don't think he's a full-blown lefty. Now, earlier in the month, he was talking to a group of educators where he made no secret of the fact that he is all for an education system raising your children.
We let these children get into a quality daycare center where they are fed. Now, folks, that's an education policy from that newborn to the 19-year-old into your system so that we can meet the needs and the demands of Oklahoma in the future.
He wants there to be daycare centers that feed, discipline, and educate your children from ages 0 to 5. And then he wants the schools to have more of a role of feeding, disciplining, and educating your child from 5 to 19. At what point do you, as a parent, get to have a say in what your child is learning or being disciplined for? And I hear a lot of complaints about the education system being a system that does nothing more than encourage kids to become a member of the criminal justice system, because right away you get used to being told where to go and what to do and how to do it and basically life behind bars. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hi, Lee. This is Deanne.
Hello, Deanne, in Midwest City.
Yes. And I will tell you, you're absolutely right. And then Chad is also right about Drummond. But I tell you what, this just sounds like they want you to, first of all, don't even breastfeed. Just go ahead. Oh, well, you can if you'll just send it to us so that we can do it for you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it just makes me sick.
Yeah.
And the liberties they take in schools anyway. And our schools are out of hand. And, it's part of the reason that they're getting this emergency with the teachers is what I think. And we make it so bad. And there's the discipline problems. You're not going to be able to get good teachers, I don't think, here anymore. I just don't think you can. Do you?
I think you can. I think if you pay them enough. But I also think you need to stay out of their way. And right now we have a problem with administration and unions that are not staying out of the way of the teachers.
Oh, God.
They're dictating what the teachers can do, can't do. And I think that the teachers need to be paid more, definitely. But the bad teachers need to go, and the good teachers need to be encouraged to do more.
Well, the little donkey can only haul so much.
I agree. I agree. But those policies that I just described, Ian, none of the mainstream teachers unions want to see happen, because the mainstream teachers unions want there to be ultimate control of your kid.
I know.
Yeah.
That control, it just gets people crazy.
And even if Drummond was saying what he said just to placate the educators to whom he was speaking, well, that's not a very good sign of character, if you ask me.
At all.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, if you say something, you might as well say it to 5 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. especially in stuff like that. I've got one last thing I want to tell you.
Sure.
The only trouble I had with the Medicare when I started that is they tried to get me in that special program that's for people with heart issues and diabetes.
Ah.
I didn't have those. If you don't, you'll lose a month, you know, so you have to just get clear on that. So sign up as quick as you can and get yourself edumacated like Lee did. And,
yeah.
And you'll do pretty good. Thanks, Lee.
And call my good friend Eunice Corey at Well Preserved Advisory Group. 405-608-4377. Lee Matthews in the drive. Sylvia writes, well, 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 Mr. Clooney. When your friend Zoran Mondami said he was coming for the rich, you didn't think it would be you that would be first in line. George Clooney, a $25 million-plus penthouse in New York City, is technically his second home because whenever he comes to New York City to shoot or direct, he uses this residence, and therefore it falls under Mamdani's wealth tax. Mr. Clooney is apparently very upset about Mamdani's wealth tax. He said so in a podcast that he does a lot of charity work and considers himself exempt from the wealth tax, but he still receives a letter from the Mamdani government demanding that he pay it. Mr. Clooney said, I voted for Mamdani to help out the poor and was ready to bear a little communism, but it's gotten way out of hand. Kind of sucks, doesn't it, George Clooney? A little bit of communism. You can't have a little bit of communism, George Clooney. For the same reasons I just described when I'm talking about the Democrat Socialists of America. That is an oxymoron. That's a contradiction in terms. Because the more democracy you have, the less socialism you have. The more socialism you have, the less democracy you have. It's that simple. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Suppressors have been flying off the shelves with over 500,000 sold in the last 3 months. Now, if you didn't know, a lot of people call them silencers, but they're not silencers because a silencer implies that it makes the gun silent. The gun is not silent. It reduces what could be a high decibel pop to a low decibel blop, if you will. I have a suppressor on a .45 caliber, and it makes a thwap sound when I fire around through it. I would like to get another suppressor for my AR-15. The reason being, the AR-15 is a very loud, high-pressure round. And if you have a suppressor on it, it will protect your hearing. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms reported that the latest figure, as of August 4, over 6.65 million suppressors have been registered, according to the National Firearms Act. Some gun rights act groups previously credited legislation that streamlined the ATF's process, with the processing time for Form 4S falling to 9 days, according to the ATF website. The National Shooting Sports Foundation reported in June that at least 6.1 million suppressors were privately owned. ATF Director Robert Sedka touted that in July, the average processing time for the four most commonly filed ATF forms had dropped to 18 days. In a follow-up post, they noted that the wait times had decreased and volumes of forms being filed with the agency had gone up under blah, 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 blah. At any rate, the reconciliation bill that was signed into law by President Trump in July of 2025 contained provisions that reduced the taxes on suppressors, short-barreled rifles, and short-barreled shotguns, and guns described as any other weapon to $0. After the United States Senate's parliamentarians struck language that removed those items from the coverage of the National Firearms Act. That was allowed to be appealed up until just a few days ago, or last week. And no one has appealed it since. So, the common thinking is that that is permanent. And you've maybe even heard some advertising on this program and on others that you can now go and buy suppressors without any added tax to it and added paperwork to it. Now, as far as I know, the ATF has not made an official statement about it to firearms dealers. So some firearms dealers are still making you fill out the paperwork. They may not be charging you the tax, but they still are making you fill out the paperwork just to make sure they don't lose their firearms license somewhere down the road. So that would be why suppressors are flying off the shelves. And suppressors, there is some things to take into consideration. They are, they can be kind of wide in diameter. So if you have a gun with iron sights and you put a suppressor on it, the iron sights are sometimes, it's blocked by the suppressor. So you have to either raise the sights or get a red dot sight on there. I have a red dot on my AR, so that would come in handy for me. So that is probably my next goal is now that all this is quietened down. Now, when I bought my suppressor, I had to fill out a bunch of paperwork. I had to wait a long period of time, and then I had to pay a $300 tax. That, I think, was a one-time thing. So now, even if they were to bring back the tax, I wouldn't have to fill out as much paperwork because I've already got it all filled out. But be that as it may, the suppressors are a lot easier to get. They do not make the gun more dangerous. They do not make the gun more fireable. They do not make the gun more accurate. All they do is protect the hearing of the person firing the gun. And in certain hunting situations, you may want that. In certain situations when you're in an indoor range with your AR, you're going to want to have the suppressor because it'll suppress and not only protect your hearing, it'll protect the hearing of those who are around you. So it's worth looking into. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 of Freedom 96.9. And Dan writes, the infiltration of communism into the Democrat Party you were talking about has been a long time coming, Lee. I've seen it headed this way for quite a few years, and I was hoping the Democrats would swing back to a more moderate position. We need the two-party system. We need parties that have various points of view, but not extreme like this. Not extreme like this. Not something that's totally antithetical to the basis of the United States. It's made it a great country. Maybe not a perfect country, but by far the best. And they have. They've just gone further and further to the extreme. The Democrat Party has survived, and they are going to have to split themselves off of the socialist side of the party to let them have it and see who will vote for whom. And I mean, kids in college are pretty stupid. I remember being one of them as well. Dan, thanks a lot for the email to lmatthews@freedom969.com. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. I'm reading that in some parts of the country, when you bring your car in to get service, they may be keeping it for like 2 or 3 weeks. And the reason is not because they're trying to be difficult. It's because it depending on where you live, they may have that much business going on, and they don't have enough technicians to get the job turned around in time. Well, that's not the case with my good friends at Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group has had some of the same people working for them for decades, and that's how good an auto group they are, because the people even working for them like working for them and like the family-oriented atmosphere that they provide. Whether it's a check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, AC not working like you want, recall or safety issue, they can handle it all, and they can handle just about any make or model of your vehicle. So their big service department, many of whom have been with them for over 20 years, here to serve you. And just minutes from Oklahoma City and wherever you are, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off the Route 66 roundabout, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net, the website, Frontier Auto Group.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com, mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
MechRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. MechRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. But what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K this Saturday, August 22nd, at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you this Saturday, August 22nd.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app. Freedom's First News.
Hello there, Jason Doyle here. I'll be back to fill in for Aaron Brillback on the Friday edition of Freedom's First News. To continue our coverage of the Republican runoff for governor, we'll have a discussion with former State Senator Mike Mazie. Join us for that and the latest Oklahoma news starting at 7 a.m. on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
It's been.
I think it's very important that we get ahead of the game. I've met a lot of people throughout Oklahoma the past year, and a lot of concerns is if these large loads come to Oklahoma, is our utility bills going to go up because of them? I think we're one of the first states in the country to pass this type of a law and put it in state statute.
And he's right. That's Representative Brad Bowles, who is talking about the data center law that was signed into law by Governor Stitt earlier this month. It does two things. First of all, it makes the developer responsible for showing how they're going to generate the power they need for that particular data center. And so it won't adversely affect our power grid. And then the second thing it does is it forces them to show how they're going to use the water, and that water will not be taken off of the water table, especially in a time like this where the water table's dropping and we're having problems and having to ration how we water our lawns. Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and Lee Matthews with The Drive. So we were talking about that in relation to the ongoing moratoriums that we're starting to hear from cities like Shawnee, and then also cities like Piedmont that are trying to throw together petitions so that the people can vote upon whether or not they get a data center or not. And as I started out the program, it would behoove the mayors and city councils of these various communities to make sure the people do have a say in this. And it would also behoove these communities to understand that they can tax the hell out of these data centers if they want to and make a lot of money. And they will, the data centers will pay it. They'll pay it gladly because they're going to make it back. And as I mentioned earlier in the program, as far as the market is concerned, stock market, anything that has to do with artificial intelligence and anything that has to do with data centers right now is on fire. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. John in Guthrie writes, Lee, I heard you talk about the suppressors. I also heard that you have to be a member of a certain organization in order to be able to not have to fill out all the paperwork. No, as far as I know, you just have to have a dealer that is willing to sell it to you without filling out the paperwork. I know that I deal with H&H Shooting Sports, and right now they're still making you fill out the paperwork because they haven't had the official word come down from the ATF. And until they do, they will continue to fill out the paperwork, as they have all all along. So, but maybe what you're understanding is that some of these dealers, some of these gun dealers may be extending an extra consideration to the police force or the sheriff or retired military. Because retired military would know about using those suppressors because they probably have used them before in some sort of exercise. On Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews. Speaking of firearms, Firearms Friday is coming up tomorrow, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. Joe Pags is coming up next right here on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio.
Say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.